Milo's Money Days are here, and we're making it rain for rewards members. For the first time ever, when you make a purchase of $200 or more through July 12th, you'll get up to $30 back in extra Milo's money. Not a member yet? Join for free today, because members get more at Lowe's. Milo's Money Award varies based on status. Members in gold get 30, silver get 20, and bronze get 10. Milo's Money valid for 30 days. Restrictions and more terms at Lowe's.com/Milo's Money Days.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
What's up, Uso? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he was moving out of the house. He went into a crawl space for the first time. Did he discover the source of the hauntings?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Share your real ghost stories with us. You can call them in at 855-853-4802. You could write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber. Go through Apple Podcasts, try it 3 days free. You can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Harper is with me today.
Hello, hello, hello.
What you up to, girl? How's everything? Just, how's your life? How is it? You good?
It's been very good. Just hanging out with my dogs in my room.
Which dogs do you have in there today?
Buddy and Sting.
Harper has the best dogs. And you're doing it to me. You're making your closet door move, I hope. Either that or it's haunted. It's funny because she does it in such a way, because we're doing this on Zoom, that I can't see her hand moving. Like, she keeps her hand down really low, but I can see the closet door opening and shutting. So it looks super paranormal. And this kid's very good at keeping a straight face. So she's just trying to mess with me, and you kind of do a little bit, actually.
Really?
A little bit, because I'm like, that's where her closet door's moving. Oh, wait, she's done that to me before. I keep falling for it over and over and over.
Well, yeah, because you're average.
I know, I'm so average. So let's go to this ghost story today and see if you agree with his theory about the hauntings. So it says, my wife and I have been listening and enjoying your show for a year and a half now, but this is the first time I've written in to share a story. Though I've been interested in unexplainable events for a long time, this story is probably the closest I've come to a paranormal experience, at least to my knowledge. This story involves what may have been a haunted house that my wife and I were renting 3 years ago in a small town in western Pennsylvania. We only lived in the house for 6 months. It was a 100-year-old three-story house that we were renting from my wife's boss. To begin with, the house had some creepy features. The unfinished basement had old concrete floors and stone walls, and what felt like a labyrinth of different rooms. One small room kept leading to another and so on, and every time I went down there, I always found a new dead bird lying on the concrete. I know, I saw your reaction to that too. It was unexpected. Because when you're in a basement, you don't expect to find dead birds.
Yeah, how would a bird get down there?
I don't know. And it says every time I went down there, I would always find a new dead bird.
That's right.
The one thing it could be is if you had cats and the cats were catching birds, or maybe there was feral cats and there was a way into the basement for them. Okay, that was a possible debunking. So maybe it wasn't paranormal. Needless to say, we only went down to the basement when we had to. The third floor was a large lofted space. At two places in the loft, what looked like small doors went waist high. Each door led to a crawl space circling the entire third floor loft.
I wonder if, like, you go down to the basement every hour or so, if there would still be a new bird, or is it like a daily thing?
And he said they didn't go down there very often.
I know, but still, I wonder if, like, you could, like, go in and out, yeah, like, really quickly and just have the basement fill up with dead birds.
Which would be horrible.
Just flood the basement with dead birds.
It'd be a good way to debunk it, though. It's like, okay, I found one dead bird. I went down there 20 more times, didn't see another one. Till the 21st time. Let's see. Because my wife and I never planned to go into this crawl space, and we didn't want to be freaked out by the sound of the small doors opening because of the wind or some other occurrence, we blocked one door with a bookshelf and the other with a large paperweight. I had joked with my wife that I didn't want some creepy British child wandering out of the crawl space and asking us to help solve his murder.
Why is it so specific?
I know. But the whole thing, that crawl space thing around the room, is so weird, because they didn't want to be freaked out by the sound of small doors opening because of wind or some other occurrence. So it almost seems like it was just like a hallway around the loft area, which is very strange. I've never seen anything quite like that. The unexplained events, the British child thing made me laugh. The unexplained events started when my wife and I, after 4 months of living in the house, switched bedrooms to avoid hearing the street noise early in the morning outside the window of the master bedroom. In the new room into which we moved our bed, my wife and I began noticing a strange noise that would begin long after we'd gone to sleep, often between 1 and 3 in the morning. The noise sounded like it was coming from the wall behind our bed. It's difficult to describe the noise. It sounded like a combination of someone bending the insides of the wall behind us and someone sporadically bouncing a ball on the floor above us. Also very specific. He has a great way of explaining things. At first, the noise would only wake us up, and then we'd go back to sleep. However, these strange sounds came from the wall and then also the ceiling and began to keep us up at night. Determined to figure out what the noise was, I searched the outside of the house in hopes of finding overhanging branches or loose telephone wires that might be close to the room and somehow account for the noise. However, after looking for long periods of time, I never found anything outside that could have possibly produced the noises that were keeping us up. Nevertheless, my wife and I found ways to sleep despite the noise, and I wouldn't have thought much more of it or connected the noise to anything paranormal if it wasn't for what we discovered in the loft crawl space on the day we moved out of the house. After packing up all of our belongings and loading up the U-Haul to move, we'd found jobs in different towns. One of the last items I remembered to grab was the paperweight that had been blocking one of the half-size crawlspace doors. I grabbed the paperweight and then on a whim decided to open the door to take a peek in the eerie crawlspace. What I saw gave me an unsettling feeling and leaves me with questions to this day. Across from the door and in the corner of the crawl space was an old sleeping pallet and a pillow. Since we needed to get on the road and I was too creeped out by what else I might find in the crawl space, I didn't go in to investigate. However, I did call up my wife to show her what I discovered. She pointed out that the sleeping pallet and pillow were located right above the bedroom, in which we consistently heard strange noises at roughly the same times each night. As I look back on it, I don't know what to think. The house wasn't large enough for a squatter to have gone unnoticed. Furthermore, for the majority of our time in the house, I worked from home, primarily in the third floor lofted space. I'm sure I would have noticed if someone had been coming and going from the crawl space. So if the sleeping pallet and pillow were from a former occupant, perhaps a child who'd made a play space a long time ago, and those were the noises somehow also connected to this long ago resident? I'll likely never be certain what was causing the strange noises from the walls and ceiling of the bedroom or who or what occupied that crawl space, but I can't help but think there was some connection between the two. I hope you've enjoyed my story. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Take care, Tyler. Do you think it could have been paranormal?
I could see it. I could also see it being a squatter with the sleep, with like the mattress.
Oh, I hate that idea. Like that is, I've heard of that happening in people's houses before. Like they didn't know someone had been living in their attic and then they realized it. And somehow this person's sneaking in and out.
I'm like, what would the squatter be doing to get like those extremely like rough and weird noises?
I think it would have been hard to have looked in there and seen that. I don't know that I'd be brave enough to go all the way around and look at everything, but I think I'd have ran out of the house and grabbed someone and said, come in here and check this out.
Yeah.
I would have wanted to know more because never going into that space and then seeing where somebody had been sleeping and you're having the noises right below it. If it's not a squatter person, why was anybody ever sleeping in there? It's not a proper sleeping space. The doors are only half the size.
Was something hiding in the previous house? Like with the previous owners? Were they hiding?
Exactly. Were they hiding a person? And if it was a 100-year-old house, maybe that was like a maid or someone they had living in there at one time, and that's where she slept.
Or were they hiding from something?
Oh, yeah. Were they hiding like a felon? Maybe it was someone they were hiding and they didn't want anyone to know they were in the house.
No, not hiding something, like hiding from something.
Oh. But wouldn't you find that super creepy to open up a crawl space and see that, of all things?
Yeah.
Especially when you've been having weird noises in your house. So I don't know. I don't think you can call it paranormal, but I think it could be.
Yeah.
Like, was it real dusty and dirty? Like, those are kind of things I'd like to know. Did it look like somebody had just recently been sleeping on it?
Yeah. That's something I want to know.
And you know what? We're not going to know unless he writes back in. So I guess we're just stuck. Could be paranormal or not.
Yeah, so please write to us again. We would like to hear about it.
But it is super creepy of all things to find. That might be paranormal, but that doesn't mean that ain't creepy.
Yeah.
Okay, here's our next story.
My name is Jamie, and I'm from New York City. I wanted to get your opinion on something. Recently, I've been starting to think that I have some slight sensitivity. Over the years, I've gotten feelings of people watching me and no one being there. I once in Israel, in a place that I later found out is haunted, felt someone tap me on the shoulder and no one was behind me. A few years ago, after my uncle passed away, I saw him sitting in his apartment. I blinked and he was gone. And then I, at times, got the feeling that he was there or someone was there, at least, even when I was alone. Last few years, I would see little glimpses of shadows out the corner of my eye, even in broad daylight. There have been times where I'll walk down the hallway of my apartment building and feel like I see a face watching me from around the corner. And just as I come into view of it, it ducks behind the corner and then nobody's there. I did some research on sensitivity and found out that it could be genetic. My dad told me that when he was in his 20s, he got hit head on by a car in New York City. And if you've ever been to New York City, you know that the streets can be very wide. He had been in pre-med in college and a medic in the army for several years. He, to this day, 40 years after the accident, cannot figure out how he ended up on the other side of this wide New York City street, and he cannot figure out, even with all his training, how he wasn't way more, was well enough to get up and walk home a few blocks. I'm wondering if maybe he had a guardian angel that saved him, because he did have grandparents and several aunts and uncles who disappeared in Europe during the Holocaust. He thinks, and I think, that maybe he had somebody watching over him. Maybe one of them saved him, and maybe my sensitivity could come from him. I don't know. I do think my mom watches over me, who passed away when I was a kid. I'd like to know what you think. I've been a listener for a long time, and I hope to hear this on your show. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
I think that part where she got tapped on the shoulder in Israel and later found out that it was a very haunted place is definitely something where is definitely a very creepy one, along where she saw the uncle for like 2 seconds and he was just gone, just there and then gone. That's creepy.
Definitely she has sensitivity.
Oh yeah, by far.
What's your feelings on guardian angels, with the father being in a horrific car accident and being saved and basically able to walk away from it? Do you think there's such a thing as guardian angels?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We've had too many stories mm-hmm. to even question that as a fact.
Right. I 100% believe in that. Do you think that sensitivity can be a generational thing passed down?
I feel like it could be. I really do. Because we've had that where, like, the mother or father has been, like, really sensitive, and so is, like, the daughter or son, like, in the story.
And I don't think it has to be. I don't think in order to be sensitive, you have to have a parent who is. But I definitely think it can also be in the family.
Yeah, definitely. I think it can come from, honestly, everywhere. Even in just an experience alone, mm-hmm. I think that can make you more sensitive.
But I definitely think she is sensitive.
Yes, definitely.
But I like the idea of her father being here today, because he had that accident gone another way. Maybe she wouldn't even be here today.
Yeah.
So it's supposed to happen the way it happens sometimes. And I think those stories are so cool. Those are my favorite ones. The ones with a guardian angel or a visitation from a loved one. Those stories to me are always the best ones.
I like the creepier ones.
Yeah, you do, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm totally okay with those heartwarming ones. And Harper's like, give me a good demonic story.
Yes.
It should be the other way around. You should be too young for the demonic stories. Well, if you have a real ghost story, we want to hear about it. Call in anytime. 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts, through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week.
Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.